la nuit.
Les plus grands DJ du monde mixent sur Radio FG. FG Mix.
LP Gioby.
This is LP Gioby.
Listen up, children.
You are listening to Femme House Radio.
I said, listen up, children.
Say hello.
A wonderful night is made as much by the dancers as the music. Guided as much by the spirit of joy in the room.
And I founded FemHouse, a 501c3 foundation and educational platform that teaches the technical areas of music making for women, non-binary, trans, and other marginalized gender identities. Every week, I will be interviewing and spotlighting women in music while bringing you the best dance tunes from around the world.
FemHouse Radio, this week's guest, Minnie Bear.
like to go to tonight.
This rhythm is my heartbeat, and you know I'll.
that's what I feel when I'm with you. Now maybe you give me a feeling. Some people call it love. That's what I feel when I'm with you. That's what I feel when I'm with you. Now maybe you give me a feeling. Some people call it love. That's what I feel when I'm with you. That's what I feel when I'm with you. Now maybe you give me a feeling. Some people call it love. That's what I feel when I'm with you.
FG Mix.
FG Mix.
LP Jobby.
FG Mix.
Au platine d'FG Mix.
LP Joby.
Femhouse Radio.
People what you're doing right now, just because it's so funny.
So my friend Staria and I are on a cross-country tour / adventure. So we're basically driving this big truck that's pulling this rig. It's an RV, essentially, out from Los Angeles all the way to Pennsylvania, playing some shows along the way. So we played in Boise, Idaho, and Missoula, and Bozeman, Montana, Chicago. And then we ended up at her grandma's farm in Pennsylvania for like a week and a half. And now we're driving back out west, playing in Denver. She's more of like a country person. Like, she can get down with the country, but I'm not really a camping person. I don't know anything about, like, if a truck gets stuck. Like, our truck, basically, we left the farm yesterday and immediately got stuck in a ditch. Had to get our whole rig pulled out by like another truck.
Shout out to Vern,
pulled us out. But yeah, it's been a character building experience. And if anyone's been on tour, when you're in really close quarters with your best friend, you learn a lot about each other.
What are the vibes in, I guess we'll call it, middle America?
Show-wise, surprisingly, Missoula, Montana, like, pulled up.
Yeah, to Missoula, Montana, get nuts.
It's also like queer, like super queer. I had no idea that like any part of Montana was queer. By the time I got to Missoula, Montana, I was so tired. It'd only been like 2 days of tour and I was like, oh my God, I'm done already. And then I started DJing and then everyone was just dancing. They were like not afraid to dance, not afraid to just like show up and be themselves and be weird. But yeah, it was great. The crowds in Montana, I would say like were my favorite. But yeah, and then we drove through like South Dakota. There were definitely places where I the only hat that I brought with me is this queer running club hat. I wanted to go on a hike with them, but it was like in South Dakota and we just driven through Sturgis and I was like, I don't know about this hat.
Oh, mini bear, stay yourself.
I've just like never experienced having to like question, I'm like, can I pull out this hat right now? So sure. Yeah, brings a level of awareness that maybe you're not always aware of if you live in a big gay city.
I thank God every day for being fucking born and raised in, Abortionville, USA.
Yeah.
LP always talks about like her favorite places to tour are like sort of these like, I don't want to be rude, but like these sea markets. And she says that like the vibes are always incredible. But she said like all the folks that feel otherized in those towns, like they come up to her after those shows and they go, thank you. Nobody ever comes here. Nobody sees us. I think that's really important.
It is important. But yeah, anyways, we played a show in Missoula and one of the opening artists was this girl that's from there. And she like said to me in Starry, I am so excited because like I've never put on a lineup with girls, basically. I don't know. It's like obviously working with Femme House, there's an awareness that there's work to be done, right? There's been so much more representation, I would say, like in lineups in LA specifically. But then, I don't know, you go to like smaller towns and then you're like, oh yeah, there's just dudes everywhere.
It's dudes everywhere. I'd love for you to tell. I think it's like the coolest, like how you became involved in Femme House, how we became involved with you. And also, I'm just curious about, you know, you've been our chief of education for, this is our 6 year run-in, and you've been, you know, an artist in your own right for quite a while. Like, what are the vibes now versus like when you started? I'm often looking around at Femme House and like the three of us, like the original three musketeers, me, you, and LP, and thinking, this is fucking crazy. How did we do this? Because we were totally. Really just three empty-headed, delusional girlies that were just like, want to do something fun. And like, we're talking to each other on the Femme House radio show that is broadcast to over 15 million people around the world. Like, that is so fucking crazy to me.
It's pretty nuts. I started learning about audio engineering and production, like, like 2005, 2006. And when I started the Mini Bear Project, it was like 2012. So at that time, there was like not a lot of visibility with artists that were femme visibly producing themselves. Basically, I just wanted to start teaching production because I was working these 9-to-5 jobs and I was like, what can I do in my daily life where I can make some income and then basically focus on making music? And I was like, I think, you know, it'd be fun to teach Ableton. Kismet, like I just met LP at Girls Rock Camp because she was teaching a workshop and I happened to be teaching there for the summer. There are a few moments in life where you just have this feeling, you're like, I just feel like something like really pivotal is about to happen. Yeah, it's just been kind of amazing to see this shift of like not a lot of representation to like way more representation happening. I don't know, like the Femmies, like this year, like just like the fact they're like, we're just gonna throw this award show at Miami Music Week, like, and have like the biggest fucking like stars, like, I don't know, like Sarah Landry. Like,
what do you think is next for Mini Bear?
My mom passed away last year, and that was like obviously like the biggest shift that's ever happened in my life. Like, reality kind of turned upside down, and when things like that happen, it really makes you reflect so hard on your life because you just realize how little energy you have to give to other people. It's really important for me to continue my work as an educator because I think that's like a big driver in my life. But I think I've been having a really hard time finding a balance between being an educator and all the things that I do, being an artist the past few years since I started teaching. But, you know, me being the ADHD king that I am, I have a hard time balancing things sometimes. My biggest focus for this next year is prioritizing Mini Bear, finishing music. There's like new songs I'm working on that I'm really excited about, and doing things that like feel really scary. Definitely touring. I don't know. I think I've needed to get outside of my bubble and feeling of being stagnant the past like year or so, and just like meeting new people and having new experiences. I've just been feeling so much anxiety this past year. My brain just turned off playing these shows, and it's just such like a wonderful thing. It was just like basically a nice reminder that I was like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I love you so much is crazy. You are 100% family to me. FemHouse does not exist without you. That's just facts. It doesn't even begin to reach these heights that we've reached. You truly are. Me and Lee are just, you know, we've always been two maniacs with a dream. We tried a million fucking things before FemHouse was the one that stuck. And the reason it stuck is because of you and your expertise and your belief and like your passion. A polycule with our firstborn child.
Oh my gosh, the only polycule I will ever be a part of. Sidebar story that will not be shared on FemHouse Radio.
Radio.
Retrouvez les 15 radios FG Mix,
FG Mix
sur l'appli Radio FG et radiofg.com. FG Mix.
FG Mix.
LP Jobby. FG Mix. LP Giobbi.
And now, the Femme House Hymn of the Week. you real, feel as a butterfly. It's not like earth sides better, but some days I wish you were here. Some days the sun hits perfect on my face, and some days it's hidden runs and city housecapes. We took a day to remember how I wish you could see 28.
Radio.